Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Good day to all of you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome again to Feet to the Fire, the new voice of conservative dissent. And we like to talk about all kinds of topics in the middle of a discussion on socialism, millennials, and liberals, but we have to stay with the national conversation. We're staying current, and this, obviously, this Black Lives Matter thing keeps coming up. The police shootings from last week where the five died in Dallas, and the conversation on social media, it's constant, and we have to keep addressing this to bring an informed view into light. And I am almost losing my mind, if I can say it that way, gently and with good cheer, over the fact that people are still buying into this whole Black Lives Matter theme and movement as though it's legitimate, and even to the point of Christians kind of picking up this anthem. Now, in having this discussion, we want to understand some four basic points to keep bringing up in the conversation to make a defense. Here's four basic points to keep remembering. And I'm going to say them now because sometimes in explaining things, there's so much detail that the main bullet point is missed. Here are the bullet points that will help you in this debate. Hands up, don't shoot was a lie. A complete fake. I know I've said it so many times, but people forget that one of the major engines behind this movement was a lie. Number two, Black Lives Matter is essentially a terrorist organization that promotes violence and racial strife and rioting in this country. Black Lives Matter is illegitimate. It is not an authentic, righteous, just cause civil rights movement. Next thing I remember, number three, is there is no statistical, systemic, whatever word these liberals and media personalities want to use, there is no statistical, systemic police brutality of white cops against black minorities and civilians. It's just not true. And the last thing is that Obama himself, as well as all the liberals pretty much, and especially all the members of the so-called civil rights coalition, you know, your Jesse Jacksons and your Al Sharptons, but Obama specifically, since he's the head honcho as the president and the face of the Democrat Party, he is a community agitator, a community organizer. That's all liberals do, is agitate in order to gain political influence and political power. So let me break these down again so we're understanding. Hands up, don't shoot is a lie. This Black Lives Matter movement originally started, it gained a lot of traction because of the Ferguson, Missouri shooting of Michael Brown. We've already talked about that in the autopsy report through the actual court records, folks. This guy was not shot innocently with his hands up, begging, don't shoot, or shot in the back while he was running away. It was in the middle of police altercation while a criminal was resisting arrest. The cop was exonerated. We keep mentioning this so that you don't buy into this repeated slogan. The movement actually started with the George Zimmerman shooting of Trayvon Martin. And in that case, George Zimmerman was acquitted. And in that case, we know that George Zimmerman wasn't even white. He was Hispanic. And in order to make it a racial issue, they called him a white Hispanic. What in the world is a white Hispanic? If George Zimmerman is a white Hispanic, then I guess Barack Obama is a white Kenyan. What are we talking about here? That's because Barack Obama's dad was African from Kenya. His mom was white. I mean, this is so silly that we keep emphasizing race, but that's what they had to do in the Trayvon Martin case to make it a white black issue to exploit it. Barack Obama even ran to the microphone and said, if I had a son, he probably would be just like Trayvon Martin, the victim in that case. Again, to make it a racial issue and to get people emotionally charged so they could clamor for intervention to stop all this brutality. When we go to the other cases in the recent years, I've mentioned so many times, but again, if you don't know the facts, Freddie Gray in Baltimore, the officers in that situation, there were five or six or so when Freddie Gray died, and a handful of them were actually black. And Baltimore itself has been run by Democrats for decades, and a lot of them black, the governing officials. So how in the world is the Baltimore incident with Freddie Gray a result of blacks being victimized by white cops? As I said, the cops were black. The leaders in Baltimore, a lot of them were black. And it's a city run by Democrats. So that's obviously not white Republican victimization or white cop victimization of black civilians. Eric Garner in New York. Do you realize when that guy died in that arrest, the on-site overseeing the arrest of Eric Garner in New York City was a female black sergeant? You never hear her name. And the precinct chief in that area where that arrest happened in New York was also black. So these things are not based on facts. They're being exploited. The facts are being twisted or ignored to try and generate a narrative that sustains police brutality against blacks. As I said, Black Lives Matter is essentially a terrorist organization. They are associated with the New Black Panther Party, most likely. They are funded by Democrat activists and lobbyists like George Soros and the like. Let me read you. A buddy of mine sent me this email with these Drudge Report headlines. You tell me if Black Lives Matter is a peaceful organization, and you tell me if there's not a liberal agenda motivating it behind the scenes. Here are the headlines from Drudge Report a couple days ago. Cops targeted across America. That's a peaceful civil rights movement. Riot Watch issued for Louisiana. Panthers target, quote, pigs. That's the white cops. They're called pigs. Hate group urges gangs to kill. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said to protesters, quote, do not be discouraged. Do not be discouraged. Liberals are getting behind the protesters, encouraging them while cops are being gunned down. And Hillary calls on whites to change their ways. Give me a break. Once again, it's being used, this whole situation, to gain political influence over a particular voting bloc and sect of the society, in this case, African Americans. It is a terrorist group. As Christians, we gotta stop saying that this stuff is legitimate. And then the other thing I wanted to say was that there is no systemic police brutality against blacks. The stats are out there. This isn't a conservative talking point. Listen. A book was just released by Heather McDonald called War on Cops, explaining with statistics, with hard facts, mathematics, that there is not a constant systemic, sorry, I keep using the same words that the liberal media uses. There's not systemic police brutality. You can look at the stats. And where do those stats come from? They came from the Department of Justice. This woman, Heather McDonald, didn't just make it up. It's from the Department of Justice, our own federal government's information on criminal records. It's also collected from local police forces and their records from across the country. You can even go to a recent study released by a Professor Fryer, who is African-American at Harvard, an economics professor. Harvard, by no means a conservative institution, liberal. And he was shocked in his recent study to find out that there is not a statistically high murder rate against black civilians from white cops compared to any other cohort or racial group. There is not white cops killing blacks. He found this in his report. You can check it, Professor Fryer at Harvard. This information's out there. It's not conservative talking points. We have to stop saying that. And then the last thing that I'm mentioning is that Obama is, in fact, a community agitator. And all that he does, what does a community agitator mean? A community agitator means they stir people up to get, again, their votes and to gain political influence. That's what I mean by, when I say the word exploit, taking advantage of, or misleading people and using them to get their support. This whole idea of demagoguery, it's a big word. What that means is, and I'll have to spill into another episode because we're running out of time here, but what demagoguery means is you prey on the emotions and the prejudices of people rather than using rational arguments, to persuade them and to gain their support politically, to create a movement. So what's happening is that Obama and the liberals are making whites and Republicans and conservatives, and particularly in this case, white cops, the evil attackers, the evil aggressors, the evil oppressors. That means Barack Obama is a demagogue. He's preying on people's prejudices and fears and emotions to rile them up and then to gain their political support. So the whites and the white cops are the oppressors. They're victimizing blacks. We call it grievance politics. And black America, you are being targeted, and so I'm coming in as the political savior, and so give us all your support. That's all Obama's doing, and the Civil Rights Coalition. It's an industry. And it's politically motivated. We've got to get this. And as Christians, it's not compassionate. It is not compassionate to buy into this Black Lives Matter movement and continue promoting a lie that is only hurting the black community. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Get the facts and get the truth and use it when you talk to liberals so you can go ahead and hold their feet to the fire.